Hey, positive attitude.
What's up, Derwood Bowie?
Well, Bo.
Debo.
Derwizzle for shizzle,
the
nizzle.
The Bowmaster.
For rizzle.
You know how everyone at Con on the Cob treated you like you were all that in a bag of potato chips?
Yeah.
Well, I was snooping around late that night, and I watched the other comedy music acts do stuff behind your back.
No.
So those weird things that happened that night, I can tell you everything.
Yeah?
Dark NES got so drunk, he started jumping on your bed.
Are you serious?
So if you're wondering about that protruding spring, that's what happened.
For real?
As for the wet spot, Sea Monkey also was drunk in the same room.
I didn't hear about that one. That's
Devo Spice knows how to work with technology. So if you're wondering how your iPod got drunk on your first attempt at 2600 that night, now you know who let it drink.
Get out of town.
After I made the song Carrie's Not Dead, I heard Carrie Dalby say she was going to use the whole I'm going to kill myself song technique to get Power Salad to play MarsCon.
That is real?
Sorry you thought that song was going to be super special just for you. I thought it was this whole time too.
I knew she was alive.
Shoebox actually got sick from hearing you were going to perform that night. And he didn't even include that in his list of apologies.
Oh no, he did.
Bud Sharp tried to convince you that you drank all your beer too fast that weekend, and that's why it disappeared when he did the song We're All Out of Beer.
Okay.
You know for a fact you didn't have any.
Good. For a second, I thought you did that.
Who was that guy who threatened to knife me if I didn't leave him alone during his dinner?
That was Tom Smith.
No. All right, what about the guy in the picture?
Yeah, at the party.
You know what picture we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
That was Rob Baldwin.
All right, and the guy with the bowling shirt?
That was the great Luke Ski.
Oh, seriously.
And I can tell you, I don't think they did this out of jealousy. They did it for a Klondike bar.
Oh, man.
I, on the other hand, respected our friendship, and I'm only out a mere 50 cents.
Thanks, Derwood. I knew we could trust you. So, hey, man, I mean, seriously, like, you hear all that stuff he's saying? These guys sound like they can really party. I mean, the funk, like, this whole, I want in. I totally want in.
Yeah, we totally got to infiltrate their little clique.
Awesome!
Yeah, and then once we're in there, we'll totally just, like, slit their throats, you know, while they're asleep. And just reach in and grab their entrails and throw them up in the air like confetti.
I mean, oh, come on, dude. Getting drunk, jumping on beds and stuff. That's like the rock and roll lifestyle. That's the dream. We gotta get in on this, dude. I'm totally here.
Yeah. Dude, and then we can just, like, totally, like, leave all their dead bodies in the pool and pull a tarp over it and just, like, leave it there to stew.
Yeah, that sounds good, too, man. But I'm saying, like, you know, if we can do, I mean, the craziness in Carrie Dalby, wow, like, just her doing that old song that... It's all a prank anyway, she wasn't really even gonna kill herself, man. I mean, like, dude, these are the kind of people that I'm into as well. Like, yeah, we gotta...
Oh, man.
Totally kick it.
Yes, definitely.
We agree? We join the funk?
Definitely join the funk.